Silver Lady, a woman's voice said behind her, I can help the great rider with his hurts.
Danny turned her head. The speaker was one of the slaves she had claimed, the heavy, flat-nosed woman who had blessed her.
The Carl needs no help from women who lie with sheep, barked Kotho. Ego, cut out her tongue.
Ego grabbed her hair and pressed a knife to her throat. Danny lifted her hand. No, she is mine. Let her speak.
I mean no wrong, fierce raiders.
The woman spoke Dothraki well. The robe she wore had once been the lightest and finest of woolens, rich with embroidery, but now they were mud-caked and bloody and ripped. She clutched the torn cloth of her bodice to her heavy breast.
I have some small skill in the healing arts.
Who are you? Danny asked her.
I am named Miri Mazdur. I am God's wife of this temple.
Meji, grunted Hago, fingering his arak. His look was dark.
Danny remembered the word from a terrifying story that Jiqui had told her one night by the cook fire. A Meji was a woman who lay with demons and practiced the blackest of sorceries, a vile thing, evil and soulless, who came to men in the dark of night and sucked life and strength from their bodies.